So it was March 31st, and the group of us planned dinner after that first day of what was to be a three-day workshop in incredibly beautiful San Diego on a campus with stunning views of the ocean. It couldn't have been a beautiful day or more beautiful evening. The group included John Winsley, Lorraine Henke, Gerald Monk, his partner, Stacy Sinclair, and of course Michael and myself. We were excited to go together to enjoy a seafood dinner and conversation. Thank you for it. The food arrived, and Michael slumped forward in his chair. The sudden crisis, the tragedy, the drama of Lorraine and I on the floor with Michael working to keep him alive, the interminable wait for the emergency medical team, the ambulance, the hospital, and Colin Sherrill. Gerald Monk and his partner, Stacy, offered their home for us to stay. We slept for those next days in that home, spending the days in the hospital, and forcing each other to eat because we weren't hungry, to keep going, to get word out, to keep things going until family could arrive. And Michael passed away some 5 days later. I will never forget the love and the wisdom and compassion that we, as a narrative community, both small and large, showed united at that time in that tragedy. For Michael and the ideas and the practices he contributed so much to. And I or we have never felt more support or strength or honor to have had with one another and with each of you that we connected with through that time as word got around by email, by cell phone, by phone. Michael shined a light that has illuminated ways of working that represents a real change from, as he said, known and familiar to what is possible to know. It's that light that we keep alive in our own lives and work and help others see in these new, wonderful, and caring ways. Thank you.